This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
I woke up this morning, Figgy. And
congratulations.
Hey, you're welcome. thank you.
Did you thank the Lord?
Yes, just another beautiful day on the green side of the grass.
Thank you.
But also, I realize why I think Mike Tyson might lose this fight.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So, didn't even work out yesterday, just kind of did some stuff around the house. Nothing, you know, didn't, you know, bump into anything or fall or you know, have any sort of traumatic little thing happen to me. And I had this...
Didn't get in a fight. Okay.
And I had this shooting pain in my hip that just occurred. It just happened. Like, I didn't do... There's no reason for me to have this. And I'm sure you might have noticed already, guys. But, you know, I always cross my legs to stretch my back. You know, I'm always crossing my legs because I always stretch my back. Well, that's one thing. And now it's hard to cross my legs today because I have this amazing shooting pain in my hip that came out of nowhere, like for no reason. And I realized that's what happens, man.
You just break down.
That's what happens, man.
Just imagine trying to get in a ring at your age.
No. No, thank you. But I'm like, I think I'm what, 3-4 years older than 4 years.
Why are you
older
asking me like I'm supposed to?
Come on. How old are you?
How old am I?
I was going to ask.
How old do you think I am?
See, that's why it's not even worth it.
It wasn't worth it.
I was just like, whatever you say.
I'm 62.
Okay.
And he's 58.
Correct.
Okay. And I woke up this morning and said, that's what happens. That's why he could easily, like you get into your mid-50s and beyond, and it's just like for no reason whatsoever, you get a pain.
Yeah,
like a
iron,
real pain.
He's Iron Mike, though.
Doesn't matter. Time is undefeated.
Yeah, I'm about to say Father Time.
Undefeated. I think he might lose, and it has to do with how I woke up.
It wouldn't surprise me if he lost, though, man, because a lot of people, I mean, we always look at athletes that's so in shape. Like, once in a while, you'll see Terrell Owens.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he could probably still play. Nah, he can't.
Hell, D'Amico.
Yeah.
He looks as good as he ever has. I don't think he could play.
Nah, yeah. It's different once you get into that.
And he's younger.
Ring. Yeah. It's different once you get into that ring or that field.
So Mike Tyson might lose this fight, and I realize that because I got a shooting pain in my hip for no reason.
I mean, he's been out here training, but yeah, I guess you fight someone 31 years, you're junior, and you. What happens if he just wakes up tomorrow and is not feeling
And he has a pain in his hip.
Well, I guess he's not going to be doing a lot of moving. Go ahead, rope-a-dope a little bit or something.
Yeah.
So I was reading the Houston Chronicle as a Houstonian likes being in the know will do. And a couple of days ago, I came across this new venture that apparently is popping up in three Texas cities.
Okay.
It is a ride share service with armed drivers. So it's basically like Uber or Lyft, but your driver.
He's got
that
heat.
Got that thing. Yes, sir. Apparently it's called Black Wolf. It's a small ride. Why y'all laughing?
Is this real?
That sounds like a Texas thing.
I am reading this from the
too,
Houston
man.
Chronicle.
That sounds like a Texas thing.
Well, it's going to be.
Black Wolf. So it's a
small rideshare startup and a self-proclaimed people-driven business has popped up on social media. And the idea came from one of their clients that they were transporting was supposedly caught in human trafficking. She said, create something that, you know, keeps people safe. And I'm just like, I love the idea of like people feeling safe in the car.
Yeah.
But this is going to go wrong, isn't it?
Of course it is.
Like, there's just,
of course it is.
There is a thing in the car at in every one of the cars that you get in. Somebody's doing something stupid in
yes,
there, aren't they?
Yeah,
yeah, nah, that's, yeah, that, I mean, I like the effort, mm-hmm. but this is not a good idea. This is kind of like when they try to bring up teachers should be armed.
Yeah.
It's just like, man, like, I understand, you know,
yes.
the bad situations happen, and if a teacher was armed, it could prevent, you know, some bad things, but that's not the best
idea. I'm not even doing the math on, like, how many of the bad things are going to pop up versus, like, just more good things. Like, I'm not even doing the math on that. This is simply, oh, I can see how that goes wrong, right? Like, we're all in the same place on seeing how that goes wrong, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Man, I don't hate a lot of things, but the one thing I hate, especially around this place for our job,
mm-hmm.
and I'm talking to Odyssey, is these freaking two-factor login processes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. So this had nothing to do with y'all. Reggie is off the hook now since he's not a producer. And so we have a process of uploading our podcast now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a new system. And they just added that two-factor login mm-hmm. process. Just like, man, y'all making me take more time uploading the podcast for the people, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the people need it as soon
as
possible.
Yeah, so yeah, they started it today. I logged in.
Where?
This ain't got nothing to do with you.
Oh, okay.
This I don't know. It might.
Eventually.
It might, because they're
unless you upload your own stuff with this system, mm-hmm. then it will.
Well, the reason why I say it might, Fig, is, you know, companies do the two-factor authentication to make sure that, you know, people can't hack in or at least make it harder. And I've seen the way that Lopez clicks on things in his email.
Hey.
They might have been like, hey, man, we don't trust these dudes to not pick up a virus or something.
The Lopez rule.
Just go ahead. Go ahead and authenticate everything, man.
Yeah, but man, I hate that. And look, I understand for the emails mm-hmm. because you don't want nobody hacking the emails, stuff like this. Who's trying to hack into the podcast system?
I'm gonna upload fake podcasts.
Yeah, yeah. Like who's doing that?
I'm gonna do
man?
A bogus podcast.
Yeah, so I had to stop here. I had to jump on my phone to hit.
Oh, they send you the code.
Yeah,
and all.
I'm just like, man, come on now. Y'all making it hard, man.
Well,
hey,
the world we live in.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh yeah, by the way, I got to update my password.
That's the one that gets me.
I feel like just did that.
That's the one that gets me.
Now I got 6 days.
They
do it
like every 60 days or whatever.
How safe are we really if I can't remember my password?
It feel like 15 days.
Yeah. All right, Figgy. I'm talking to you on this one because you gave me the hardest time. I hate to admit it. I have to confess.
Okay.
I'm going to see Christmas Lights tonight.
Hey!
This is Christmas.
It's the worst.
No, it's not.
You gotta do it after Thanksgiving. But when you get free tickets to Zoo Lights at the Houston Zoo, you go. Right?
You're going with the grandkids.
You're going to grandkids, right?
Yeah.
See?
You gotta go.
Yeah.
Gotta go. But yeah, it just feels dirty.
But it's not Christmas.
It's not Christmas.
Thanksgiving hasn't hit yet.
Yes, you got to put the lights up after Thanksgiving. But I'll make an exception tonight. Zoo Lights is awesome. By the way, unsolicited, you know, endorsement here. It's fantastic.
Zoo Lights is awesome.
Yeah.
And also, Sugarland, mm-hmm. they pretty much deck out their whole field with all type of Christmas lights and all that stuff. It's a nice little date night, man.
Yeah.
If you want to just kind of go get out the house a little bit, just walk around. It's super cool.
By the way, I'm out of the game, as you well know, for decades. But the zoo is a great first date place.
Oh, I was wondering what you were talking about. Oh, I was really? Like, on lights? You out of the game on lights? But it took me a second.
I'm out of the game on dating.
Yeah. Yes, you are married. Correct. Yeah, well, although that ain't stopped some people.
because you don't have to, like, sit there for dinner and make you're going watching, you're at the zoo.
Yeah. To me, I feel like that's cooler than, like, trying to go to a museum.
Yeah.
Because some people do museums for a first date. Mm-hmm. I'd rather go to a zoo.
Yeah.
Zoo is a fun place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, museum, you be sitting there fronting like you all interested in whatever happened in 1682. Like, I don't give a damn about this king or queen, whoever it was.
I can feel the artist's pain in the...
What do you see in this work?
That's a lot.
Oh, this is interesting. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So they had the war here. In- Come on, man. You trying to get the draws, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. 832 said Zoo Lights was their first day with their ex-wife.
Okay, well, it doesn't always work.
I don't know if that's an endorsement or not.
It doesn't always work.
I don't know how that works. But,
I didn't say it was 100%.
I mentioned the Uber with that thing on you.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that I might see the downside of that when I went to go get some gas.
Oh, no.
Yesterday.
Oh,
and I pulled up, and it was long lines at this gas station. And that factors in because two cars... thought that one pump was theirs.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
And so you had that classic, somebody was backing in, someone was, driving forward in, and neither of them wanted to acquiesce and let the other one have the pump. And I was like, oh, it's about to go
down. It's on.
Thankfully, it didn't, because, like, one was, like, a family. I think both of them were, like, South Asian folks, right? Yeah. So I was like, I don't know, like, is it going to be fisticuffs or what happens?
Yeah.
But I didn't hear anything, but I saw a whole bunch of stern looks, and thankfully that's as far as it went. But we have heard that things can get testy.
Oh, yeah.
at them fuel pumps. I thought I was about to see it go down in that moment. I was like, oh yeah, that's right. This is different.
Yeah.
Hey, that's the worst feeling, being in a situation you are now a part of.
Yeah.
And look what do around I do? And you'd be like, oh, it's about to go down. Yeah. Not just like a little fight, but like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Like, do I need to duck and hide? That's scary. Watch this. These are my confessions. Man, I think my wife and her family have a real issue with my sense of humor. So I sometimes joke around, but I always have a serious face. I don't know what that means. So you know how you kind of joke around and you laugh a little bit? Yeah. I don't really do that. Sometimes I just make a short little comment.
Yeah.
And they just be like, oh, Edward is so wrong for that.
Yeah.
And they just like hold it over my head. I'm like, it wasn't even that funny.
Yeah.
Like, it was just a comment in passing. So this is, I'm going to name a couple things that happened where they still hold it over my head. So my wife, we was walking through Target, walked through the clothes part. And it was an outfit sitting there. And for those who don't know, my wife is on the plus size.
Mm-hmm.
And this outfit was small. It was clearly geared to her. Somebody said,
why'd you do
don't
this?
Do
skinny.
It.
Why'd you do this?
Don't
she
do it.
And
don't
she picked
tell
it
me.
Up. She said, this is cute. I'm like, okay, yeah, look like your size. It just kept going. She was laughing at the time, but she was so mad.
Yeah.
She like, come, like, that ain't even the point. I just said it was cute.
You had to do that.
Yeah.
Why did you do that? That's an off-limits joke, even. That's an off-limits
joke. We kind of joke
around. Wait, Lopez is saying it's off-limits?
Yes.
Wow.
About your girl's size?
Yeah, we kind of joke around like that.
I hope.
Yeah, and then there was...
You did say that you got food poisoning one time she cooked, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to put some things together. Don't worry about me.
Yeah. It was another time, too. And this, I wasn't even talking about them. This, I guess, another kind of plus-size joke. But I do the photo booth thing.
Mm-hmm.
And often, this is one thing I hate when people do. It'd be somebody that's a little bigger.
Yeah.
They come over to me ready to take a picture. Can you make me look skinny?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, come on. Like, how am I? Like, I ain't got that type of magic.
Wow.
And so they would take a picture and they'd look at the picture and they'd be like, oh, no, you know what? I look kind of fat. Let me try it again.
Yeah.
And then they'll turn like 6 inches to the side.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, that's better. And I made the comment, not to them, but to my wife. I was explaining this to her. I'm like, yeah, turning 6 inches. Now you look skinny. There you go. And they just think I'm just a total a-hole.
The weight stuff is that's a tough one, man.
Yeah,
but sometimes, man, people be sounding so silly, man, when they say stuff like, oh, can you make me look skinny? Like,
they know. They're just trying to have a little fun.
Or they, let me put my shirt down because I look fat. I'm like, oh, okay, you put your shirt down. Yeah, now problem solved. Yeah, problem solved. So they just think I was being an a-hole.
A32 said that makes them like you more. So there you go. You have supporters in that. That's Lunchtime Confessions here in the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the world of sports and see if you buy or sell what these various sports figures are trying to put in front of you. We'll talk about it next.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.